You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee, the show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and sitting beside me in the studio is Miss Tanae.
Hello, everyone. Hello, hello.
So I don't know, Tanae, if you've heard, did you hear about the big thing at Smithfield Barbecue?
No, I love Smithfield. Wait a minute, I said that yet. What happened?
So employees at Smithfield Barbecue, and for those of you who do not live in the Raleigh area, Smithfield's Barbecue is like the best barbecue ever in the entire world. I used to get so mad when I was living in D.C. and you would see people say, North Carolina barbecue, and it tasted nothing like North Carolina barbecue.
Yeah, because you're a foodie, so you would know.
Watch your mouth. And so, but Smithfield Barbecue is the place to be here in North Carolina. Well, last week, the employees of Smithfield's Barbecue were accused of singing F the Police while officers were in the restaurant eating there.
Aww.
Yeah. The Raleigh Police Protective Association posted about the alleged incident last week in a now viral Facebook post. Mm. So apparently officers sitting there eating and the workers, not only the workers, but the manager was singing F the Police.
Okay, what time of day was this?
It didn't say what time of day it was.
It could have been during closing, and maybe someone came in through the drive-thru with the music loud, you know, and you happen to go, what?
No.
You know.
They were in the store, the workers, the employees, and the manager singing F the Police.
I mean, yes. Sandy in Greece was singing.
Singing what?
No, but she was saying, why can't they sing what they want to sing?
Look, why would you sing F the Police and the police is sitting right there? I mean, come on. So, the police union's group post from last Friday claimed it happened to some Raleigh officers at Smithfield's Chicken and Barbecue in Garner on what is the street?
Jones
Sausage
what?
Road.
Oh my
That's
God.
The one. That's
I have
the
a homegirl that works up there, and she be live on Facebook all the time.
Well, you need to call her. You need to call her and get the scoop about what happened.
Oh my
because
gosh.
because and here's what officers wrote on their Facebook post. Thank you, Smithfield's Chicken and Barbecue Jones Sausage location, for the class and professionalism as you sang F the Police as my brothers from the Raleigh Police Department attempted to eat at your restaurant. The manager sang along as well.
Petty,
do
so
you
petty.
Really feel that was appropriate? Now, petty. You know, like most of the time when I go to Smithfield's, the cops are there. They're like, they like patronize this place heavily.
Because of that chicken. That's why.
It's the barbecue is what it is. The chicken is pretty good,
but
too.
But no, let me tell you, them hush puppies.
Yeah, you know, I don't do hush puppies.
Why not hush puppies?
I'm not. I'm not partial to hush puppies.
You know, I love their hush puppies. I love their coleslaw.
Oh, they do have good coleslaw.
My gosh.
But what about the Bright Leaf hot dogs? Have you ever had the hot dogs with chili and slaw on it?
No, I haven't.
You've missed it. You have missed it. So the restaurant responded, "We respect law enforcement. We have called upon them in the past for assistance. We take utmost seriousness of this issue, and we have spoken with numerous officers tonight. We will do a thorough investigation and terminate any employee that doesn't share our respect for all law enforcement. We will continue to support the RPD."
But you know what? You know, I feel like I'm kind of torn between the two. I mean, it's a job. Be professional. You know, don't insult your customers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like that is number one. You know, I feel them on that. But at the same time, Well, actually, no. I'm gonna be honest. I can't justify. Now, I love Smithfield.
You cannot. You cannot justify.
Look,
that.
I tried.
You can't justify that because. But see, here's my question. This is what I want to know, and you need to ask your homegirl. Did something happen to make them like? Was there some type of altercation or something happened? You know, to make them start singing that. Like, I just can't imagine
that
the
song.
Entire restaurant is singing that while the police officers are eating.
It
could
have been a sing-along. We don't know. You know what?
I am going
to get the scoop.
You need to.
I'm going to be all up in this.
You need to get that scoop because I can just only imagine how they felt about that.
I mean, did they finish? They barbecued? They take it with them?
Well, so let me tell you how we know. Because Friday, I know it was Friday, because my brother called on his way home and he was like, well, what are we going to eat for dinner? And so we were like, oh, we hadn't had Smithfield's barbecue in a while. And so he goes by there, calls us and said they're out of barbecue. And I'm thinking to myself, how is a barbecue restaurant out of barbecue?
Okay, you didn't see that post
when McDonald's was out of fries.
No, I'm talking about when, what was it, Popeye's out of chicken? No.
No, I don't know.
It wasn't Popeye's. It was some other chicken place around here.
Somebody needs to be fired. If you are known for barbecue, you're a bar, and you know that people come to your restaurant specifically for barbecue.
What?
Barbecue.
No, it's called Smithfield's now.
And my thing is, how do you... But see, this is why, because this was going on there. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I remember pulling up to McDonald's, and they were out of fries. And I looked at the lady, and I said, McDonald's is known for their French fries.
Right. Like, and their McNuggets.
Some people go to McDonald's for the fries and don't even get anything else.
Yeah.
How could you possibly be out of French fries?
You know what? I think it was Church's chicken.
Church's? Mm-hmm.
No.
I like Church's chicken. I haven't had it in a long time.
No, it was KFC because they had that special where you can get like, I think it was like $8.99, 8 pieces of chicken for $8.99.
Uh-huh.
And they had ran out of chicken.
That's bad management.
Right.
That is, and that manager, whoever it is, needs to be fired.
But you know what? When I went to Bojangles, my manager we had ran out of chicken strips.
Oh my God.
She had to have someone drive to another Bojangles to get some more chicken. I said, are you kidding me?
But here's my thing. Like, how do you not know? How do you not take inventory that morning and say, you know what? We're going to run out of these.
And I'm just looking like, nobody's stealing chicken. No, chicken tenders. You know, now, I done seen, you know, the people back there whipping up some hot wings and stuff. You know, we used to cook some food, but I know good and well nobody taking home no frozen. I don't know.
But it
could have been her.
But you know what? It really, to me, and you know, I've never been a restaurant manager, but you know, like when I was a manager in corporate America, that would be like my department running out of paper.
Right.
Or us running out of ink to print our, you know,
it's like,
the stuff.
How do you not check these things?
Exactly.
How do you not know? How do you not, when you go home at night, or you come in the morning, you check, okay, we got this man. Oh, you know, I mean, if you care for your business and you love it, you do your job the right way.
Yeah. Hello.
She just came for a check, obviously.
So I'm serious. I'm sorry. You would be fired. If you worked for me and ran out, you would be fired. I can't help you with that. So, yeah, we're going to get the scoop on that, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wait.
And
she still works there. It's still on her Facebook page.
Oh, okay. She didn't put anything about it. Maybe she wasn't there that night.
I don't know. She be in everything, so who knows?
But I can just only imagine how they felt, though. You know, and I can imagine if I was the owner or, you know, whatever, district manager, that manager would be fired. I would definitely fire that manager. How do you go along with that and you're the manager of the place and you start singing with your staff, F the police, while the police are sitting there?
Oh, she did make a post.
She did. What did she say?
In her words, girl, this a bunch of bull. Boop. And she tagged her friend. For real, that's what FRFR means. For real,
okay.
Them officers is wrong because we didn't do them like that. They needed to chill.
Well, first of all, she's got to be lying because that was all on the news.
Yeah, because, you know, another mutual friend of ours, you know, tagged her and said, girl, what you got going on with the eyes?
Yeah, somebody's not telling the truth. And I'm going to believe the officers, because I don't believe that the officers are going to just make that up. And like I say, officers and like detention, like the people that work at the jails, they all frequent Smith. Like Smithville Barber, they have like discounts for police.
You know,
that's why they go there.
Get discounts everywhere. That's why they can't hop out and change it. That's why they're shooting people
that's
now.
That's why they can't run after people.
That's right. That's why they're shooting in the back, because they can't hop out their car and run. Too much McDonald's.
That's terrible.
Especially Starbucks.
That is terrible.
Yeah, they're terrible.
That is terrible. Anyway, so Montreat College, which is a Christian college in the North Carolina mountains that has long been associated with the Billy Graham family. Now, everybody knows Billy Graham. He's the famous televangelist.
No.
Well, Billy Graham, he's a really big evangelist. Like in Christendom, he's very, very big. Well, Billy Graham is now in his 90s. He's kind of frail. And now his son, Franklin Graham, is taking over for Billy. Now, when we say Christian college, you think of like Christian values, right? If it's a Christian college, they're gonna go by Christian values. Mm-hmm. They have started making their staff sign what they call a community life covenant. Okay. Now, in the document, it says that if you want to work here, you must, one, affirm the sanctity of marriage between one man and one woman. And two, affirm the worth of every human being from conception to death. So in other words, no same-sex marriage and no abortion.
Mm-hmm.
They are Christian college, right?
Yeah, so I mean, they have the right, just like, you know, they have the right to choose what they want to choose.
So my question is, should the staff and faculty be forced to sign the document?
But my thing is, how far will it go? If I sign this, you know, and you find out later on, I don't know.
I guess you can be fired.
Are you going to request my, you know, my medical records? Like how far can you go with this?
I don't know. I guess what they're trying to do is make sure that you are on the same page as their core values.
Yeah, because a lot of time that is what happens with a lot of colleges, or even just in jobs general. You have these people who are in these leader positions, and they're not leading
That's true.
You know, you can't ask me to wear a suit and tie, and you over here coming in khakis
exactly.
and a half-button shirt.
Exactly. Now, Montreat is a private college now, and they receive no funding from the government. Okay, so...
Oh, yeah, so
should the faculty be forced to sign this document?
Now, see, I don't think it'd be a problem with the faculty signing it. If you really have those core values and you believe in that, then it's no problem. But if you have someone who wants to challenge that, then maybe that's not the job for you.
Well, see, that's my point. First of all, I kind of see it both ways. Number one, you are a private institution. Mm-hmm. We are a Christian college. So we want our faculty and staff mm-hmm. to promote Christian values. And quiet as it's kept, these two things are really big. You know, Christians are really big on same-sex marriage and abortions. Mm-hmm. It always have and always will, probably.
Yeah, no surprise.
It would be like, I remember when I first started working for my company, and we had to sign a non-disclosure agreement. Meaning, you know, you're not going to take the secrets of this company and go to other companies, right, and trade them. Mm-hmm. Which, okay, if you want to work here, then you got to sign it. Yeah. If you don't want to work here, then you don't. Another problem that I have with this is, why is it always same-sex marriage and abortion? Why is it always like homosexuality and abortions, as if those are the only two sins in the Bible?
Those are the only two things apparently that matter. Because, I mean, if you really think about it, piercing your ears, that's a sin, you know.
Piercing your ears is not a sin.
It is.
No, it is not.
I had this girl in my high school tell me I was a sinner because I had three holes in my ear.
She's a liar.
She was like, well, you can only have one.
She's a liar. There's nothing in the Bible that says that, so she's a liar.
Really, isn't it the same thing about you tattooing your body?
What does the Bible say? They didn't even have tattoos back then. What did the Bible say
about
tattoos?
Like respecting your body?
Not, well, that's true. It does say, you know, a lot of people say
like
that.
Piercings? Okay, so look, now I must be confused then.
Well, so in other words, as long as I don't believe in homosexuality, and as long as I don't believe in abortion, but I believe in fornication, and I believe in lying and stealing so I can work at your school then. I can be a professor at your school then. So that's kind of what I have a problem with. I just have a problem with you always singling those two things out. And there are way more sins than those two things. And so, you know, I don't know. I just
It really kind of bothers me too a little bit. Because what about divorce? If you're divorced, you know what I'm saying?
My point exactly. So why don't you put it there if you believe in divorce? See, people like to pick and choose, and we've said this on the show so many times. People like to pick and choose what sins they think are important, which are normally the sins that they don't struggle with, and then what sins they think are, you know, not your minor, which are normally the sins that they commit. So, you know, I don't know. I do think that, you know, it's a private college. They have no government funding. So I think that they are well within their right to say, if you want to work here, then you need to sign this, you know, you need to sign this form. Now, a lot of teachers, professors have refused to sign it. A lot of professors and a lot of staff have refused. They flat out refused to sign it. So
we'll be, you know, are we going to start requesting their medical records? I'm just saying.
I don't know. You know, it's just, I don't know. And again, I got a problem with that.
Okay, we're talking about the teachers here. What about the students?
Students are not required to sign.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, could your religion be like a factor whether or not they're going to accept you or not?
But if you really think about it, why would you go to a Christian college if you're not a Christian?
It's almost just like women want to go to the men's school.
And they shouldn't do that either, I don't think.
You know, well, that one woman did. She did all that fighting and said it for 2 whole hours and gave up. I'm just kidding. It was 2 days, but still, 2 hours, 2 days, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
She didn't even graduate from the school.
All the other college, I just think that if you are going to go to a Christian college, probably you are a Christian or you believe in Christian values or something like that.
Or some other school wouldn't take you. So
I guess that could be true.
Yeah.
I guess that could be true. I don't know. But again, I'm pretty sure some college could have. I think they would have taken
them.
I
don't know. I mean, we have a Christian school here. Well, not here, but like, you know, like in North Carolina. And a lot of people that went there, they far from, if Christian was white.
But then again, like I said, they still have Christian value, even though they don't live it. So you're saying, well, then they shouldn't have gone to a Christian school.
I don't know why they did. If Christianity was white and whatever they were, they're the opposite. They're black.
Oh,
you know,
Lord have mercy. We got to take a break. We'll be right back in just a moment. You're listening to This Is How We See It.
See you driving around town with the girl I love, and I'll like forget you. I just the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, forget you and forget her too. Said if I was better, I'd still be with her. Oh, wait, that's a shh. And although that's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best from the forget you.
We are back. Thanks for coming back with us here in the studio with Miss Tanae talking about things we just heard from. Oh, my God.
What?
Wait, do that again.
I need my own thing.
Do that again.
I'm Tanae. You know that she's Tanae.
I wish you guys
you
could
got
see her
the
face.
Tail Tanae. Oh, you know what?
Well, who are you going to get to record it? Who are you going to get to record it? Because you can't do Rick James anymore because he's passed.
Yeah. But my hair's, I got long braids.
You
I
do
got,
have braids like Rick James.
I got little short ones that dangle over my forehead.
Well,
I ain't got those.
No, you don't. But that's actually pretty clever.
That is sketchy.
That's actually pretty clever.
I'll come for you, Ask Amy. How about that? Let me ask you that.
So. The Keisha Knight Pulliam Ed Hartwell saga continues with no signs of slowing down. So everybody knows that they were briefly married, Keisha Knight Pulliam from The Cosby Show, and Ed Hartwell, that used to play with the Atlanta Falcons. He was married to Lisa Wu, who was on the first season of The Housewives.
Yeah, right? I remember her. Yeah.
Well, they were married briefly, him and Keisha. She got pregnant. And remember, he went around saying that he wasn't sure that he was the father. Remember, he kept saying that she was messing with other people and he didn't quite know whether or not.
Wait,
remember, we did
wait.
A story about that. Yeah. Well, they finally got divorced. Okay. Keisha now says she is heavily concerned about her daughter's safety when left alone with Ed.
You know what? Let me just stop you there. Mm-hmm. Why do people have these children with these men, and then all of a sudden he's so unfit? I'm so scared.
See, we've said that before.
You know, like,
when you're in love, you just don't see. Oh, they are the best people in the whole wide world. And then when y'all fall out of love, they're the worst person in the whole wide world.
Yeah, but see, you know what? I knew my a little touched. You know, but it was okay.
Well, yeah. That's true. She is claiming that he is addicted to prescription drugs.
Well, the baby ain't got no prescribed Tylenol, does she?
And it causes his behavior to be erratic and downright scary at times. So that's why she says she feels for the daughter. Because now, I will say that drugs will make people's behavior erratic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially if they can't get it, you know, and they're, you know. Jonesing, I think that's the word for it. Keisha says that he takes Oxycontin and oxycodone, which are two heavily strong narcotics. He takes antidepressants and a plethora of other drugs. You know, I love that word, plethora.
I know, say it again.
Plethora of other of other drugs, which causes him to be drowsy and not alert. If you take an Oxycontin and oxycodone at the same time, you're going to be drowsy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be passed out, really.
Well, you know what? If you fight the urge to fall asleep, which I don't know, but well, actually, there was a one time when I had my whiskey taken out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I had to take one, and I woke up to go use the restroom. Boy,
You are.
It was
you, oh,
like,
my God. Yes.
I don't know. I don't know how people like to feel that way.
I don't either.
I felt dizzy. My mouth was dry. I'm crying. Poor crying. I said,
when I had my gallbladder taken out, they gave me oxycodone. And let me tell you, I didn't even finish the medicine.
Me neither.
I hated the way it made me feel.
You feel heavy, like.
Oh, my God. And sluggish. And Well, she points out that the drugs are to treat his alleged physical, mental, and emotional problems that resulted from injuries he sustained in the NFL.
I love how she said alleged.
Keisha says she fears for their newborn being around Ed, claiming she witnessed him burst into a violent rage before the divorce was filed. So all of this is because she's saying, because of these drugs, you know, he's not fit to, you know, be around the baby. Well, the drama doesn't stop there because Keisha wants Ed's new living girlfriend to be evaluated to ensure that her mental and physical state is healthy enough to raise a baby, since she does not know the woman personally, which, you know, I don't know if that's a bad thing.
Yeah,
if you're going to be around my child and kind of co-parenting with the baby daddy, shouldn't she be concerned about her, you know, her mental state as well?
I mean, you know what they say. Well, you know what I say. Birds of a feather. I guess that's good. Birds of a feather flock together.
That is true. She also wants a court official to investigate the home before her daughter visits, which should be a given. I mean, you know, that is, you know. I understand her concerns if it's true.
But I mean, even, I don't know. I mean, I see where she's coming from. She could be in there with the baby and everything of that nature. But sometimes, Keisha, come here. you got to tell Tanae. Because tell me what's going on. Tell me what you didn't see when y'all were together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell me what was it?
Exactly.
Because, I mean, Ed, about like Bob.
Who's Bob?
You know,
Bob Whitfield?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
Lord.
Know, charades. Bob.
I don't know if Ed is that bad. I don't know if Ed is as bad as Bob.
I don't know, but they about on the same level. What plethora.
And, you know, that's another thing. Like crazy people always give you little glimpses of their craziness. Mm-hmm. They give you just a little sign. But see, we ignore the red flags because we so in love.
Sometimes they think it's cute. Ooh, girl.
Right, uh-huh. Yeah, girl. He loved me. That's why he's so crazy because he loved me.
Look at him. Don't call me like three times. I'm where I'm at. Why he want to know for? Look at him. He going to choke me tonight. Hell. Yeah, he going to choke you tonight. All right.
You coming up with black eyes. Yeah, but he say he loved me,
girl,
though.
Girl, it was a love tap. He love hard, girl, don't he?
People better watch out. You better watch out. You better recognize those signs, and you better see those signs. And you what did Maya Angelou always say? When people show you who they are, believe them. Believe them. So Tim Nolan is from California, Kentucky, which I didn't even know that was a place. He is a former judge and used to be a member of the Board of Education. Now, Tim Nolan ran Donald Trump's campaign in Kentucky when he was running for president. Last Friday, he was arrested for child sex trafficking. Okay? The indictment against Nolan accuses him of making a minor victim of commercial sexual activity.
What?
Now, I don't really kind of know what that means. Allegedly, he was engaging in these activities while he was running Trump's campaign.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? See,
mm-hmm.
I mean, at this point, we can have pictures.
Mm-hmm.
We can have telephone calls.
Mm.
I mean, we can have him on the TV saying it. And you know what will happen?
Nothing.
Right.
The article went on to say that Nolan is also an avowed racist who was removed from the Kentucky Boxing and Wrestling Commission after a Ku Klux Klan photo appeared on his Facebook page. Here's a question that I had, though, after reading that. If someone that you know or a close friend of yours is a racist, does that make you one?
You know, I'm going to speak on this because I had a friend who, I think I told you about this friend, during the whole Donald Trump thing, she felt like, she was like, I'm tired of having to hide my feelings. I'm glad that Donald Trump won. You know, it's fine. Cause, you know, we were saying we're with her, basically, and she was the other way. But she
you guys were for Hillary, and yeah, she was for Donald Trump.
Yeah, and I mean, I can understand her want to suppress her feelings around, not want to hurt our feelings, I guess. But like she said, it wasn't fair to her. But when she made a comment that was talking about race and and it kind of bothered me because she was a minority.
Uh-huh.
She is a minority.
She's black?
No. She's another minority.
Okay, all right.
And she doesn't identify as
right,
that.
Right. Yeah, right. Most of the time, like Asians and stuff, they don't really
identify with that.
Right. Understand that they are minorities too.
But she did not know that. So I had another friend who had to call her out on her stuff. And she was, I'm going to just say one line of what she said. I remember. You voted for Trump when you are two of the things he dislikes, a woman and a minority.
Oh.
When I say I fell out my chair, I fell out my chair onto the floor. I said, "Woo!" I said, don't you tell her that. Don't you tell her that. You need to say we were all blocked that night. I said, Lord, I didn't do nothing.
Well, she blocked you on Facebook.
I said, I didn't say nothing.
Mm.
But, hey.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if it necessarily means that you are a racist because you know someone that is. You know what I mean? Like, I do believe that sometimes birds of a feather do flock together, but I don't know. You know, that's very tough to answer because I know that I have at least one racist person in my family, but I don't feel that way. Mm-hmm. But they are my family member, of course, and I know how they feel, but they know that I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So I don't know if I believe that just because one of my family members or one of my friends has a different opinion than I have, then that would make, even though I think that people would probably associate me
with
that person and would probably say, oh, well, he's probably a racist too if they hang out with each other.
But I'm going to ask you like I asked my friend before. When have you ever seen pigeons, hawks, and hummingbirds flying together? When? Just when have you seen them flying together recently?
Well, I've never seen hawks fly together. Pigeons are together all the time.
Yeah.
And I've never seen hummingbirds together as well.
You need to get out more.
So I'm not quite sure how to answer that question.
You need to get out more.
But I don't know. You know, I really don't know. I don't know if you can say that somebody, just because someone has a friend. I will say that if you're posting pictures with the KKK on Facebook, you're probably a racist. That's all I'm going to say. Not saying that you definitely are, but you might be. That's a good question though. Guys, write into us and let us know if you think.
Tell to me. You know, let me stop if I get sued.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to be sued.
Write us at thisishowweseeit@gmail.com. And let us know if you think that just because a friend of yours or somebody that you know is a racist, does that make you one? And we'll be back in a moment. Stay right with us.
See you driving around town with the girl I love, and I'm like, forget you. I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, forget you and forget her too. Said if I was with her, I'd still be with her. No, ain't that so shh. And although there's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best for the forget you. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I can't afford a Ferrari, but that don't mean I can't get you.
Hey, guys, thanks for coming back with us. Tanae, did you see Jocelyn? What was the name of the thing when she was having the baby? Jocelyn's baby something?
I don't know. She had strippers at a baby shower.
How do you? Okay. First of all.
You know what, take a deep breath.
How do you have strippers at a baby shower?
I guess, okay, let me see. Okay, I'm going to think like Jocelyn. Let me tune in my Puerto Rican princess.
Put that weekend.
Okay, so Eric Lee, I got to have the strippers in my baby shower because, you know, stripper got the big booty. My baby going to have a naked booty. So, you know what I'm saying? I got to do it because, you know, I'm Puerto Rican princess. Can anybody check me, you know?
And then, wait a minute. I was floored when she told the lady to make a cake of a coup de cat. The cootie cat with the baby coming out of the cootie cat. That's how she wanted the cake.
But you know what, Jocelyn Ellis, she big kahunas now.
I was blown away by it. First of all, who has strippers and stuff at a baby shower? Mm-hmm. And why would you want a cake?
I can see her right now. Say, why not? I can see her now.
Well, that's what she told the planner.
Told
the event planner, said, "Why would you want strippers at your baby shower? I mean, that is the weirdest thing." And wasn't she in labor for like 3 days or something? I think it was a while that she was in. She didn't have the baby like soon as the contractions came. She had it. I think it was a while because she was crying and.
I don't know.
The people were telling her how to breathe and all that stuff. And
I don't remember. I can't.
Yeah, right.
I can't. No. I said, what?
Yeah, but you know, I ain't never had a baby.
Hallelujah. I've had a baby. And let me tell you something. For Jocelyn to be in shape like she was, like she said she was, that baby should have been easy for her.
Mm.
Because I walk throughout my pregnancy. Mm-hmm. You know, and then when it was time to have, I did have my son early, but. You know, it wasn't painful. Yeah, you feel like pressure and all that, but I mean, it was okay. I kind of feel like it's a mind thing. You have to take yourself somewhere else. And I just feel like Jocelyn was just really just, you know, stressed, and she might have had a lot going on.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I thought she may have, you know, she tried to do that video.
And the cameras were there. Maybe she was doing a little acting. I don't know.
No, I just feel like when you are giving birth, I don't understand you give birth in front of the, well, I mean, at that point.
Yeah, it's, yeah. You know, different stroke for different folks.
Yeah, you know, I have my mother there.
Your mother's going to be there, the world to see.
But yeah, I just feel like it was a lot of pressure on her for that point. And then she couldn't really react how she wanted to, and it was a lot for her. I felt she was very overwhelmed.
And
she
then
didn't
her
have a makeup on. Her hair was on the floor somewhere. I mean, she felt out of her element.
Well, I bet her hair was on the floor. Who's thinking about a wig when these contractions are coming?
Some of these people are going to labor with full faces of makeup. You understand me?
I guess.
That baby is confused when they go home, saying, "Who is this woman?"
I don't know.
He said, "Who birthed me?"
Wow. But yeah, and then the brother's girlfriend is 6 months pregnant, and like he's not even with the girlfriend, and Jocelyn was like telling him, "I don't want you to be a bad like Steve." It's just the whole thing is weird.
She was fighting so hard to be with Stevie, okay?
Yes, she was. Beefcake. Mm-hmm. She was fighting hard to be with Beefcake.
Yeah. Okay.
Love talking about some Beefcake. Hourly employees, listen up. The Republican-controlled House of Representatives has just passed a bill that would allow employers to give workers time off instead of paying them time and a half for overtime. Democrats have a problem with this bill, and none of them voted for it. They argue that this would mean employers would have the final say on when comp time can be used, which means bosses can defer compensating employees for overtime work. So basically, most people do overtime because they need the cash.
That's right.
They need the money. So now, employers are going to be able to tell you, we're not giving you time and a half, but we'll give you an extra day off. Now, that might be okay for some people and in some instances. Well, sure, because think about it. What if you're going on vacation, you want to take a vacation, but you don't really have that many days. So you say, okay. I will work for this time. But like I said, most people, when they work, they need that cash when they work in overtime. So they don't want to hear nothing about extra days. They want that coin in their check. And I just think that this is a way for employers to screw you over.
Yeah.
Because just like they said, not only now, am I not paying you, but I'm giving you time, but I get to choose when you can use it.
Right.
So you can't even use it when you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you work overtime for me and I'm a terrible boss in January, I can make sure you don't use it until June.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why?
And then it's like, who's to say that you didn't already have that there to begin with? You know, I mean, you know, this is why you gotta watch a lot of people.
This is why people need to vote.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly why people need to vote. I think this is a terrible bill.
Yeah.
I think this is again, in most instances, because like I said, there might be some people who are okay with give me the days. Don't necessarily pay me the money, but give me the days. But I think that the majority of the people who work overtime want cash, because that's the reason why they're doing overtime, because they need extra money.
Yeah, not because they enjoy being there.
So I don't know, guys.
And then what about the mandatory overtime? Sometimes they do have that.
Yeah, you know what? I wonder about mandatory overtime. I wonder, mm-hmm, if you are an hourly employee, can an employer mandate overtime? I wonder about that. I need to look into that.
I mean, if you're making me do overtime, you're not going to pay me time.
Well, that's what
half.
I'm saying.
And then you're going to tell me, you have to do, you have to work over this amount of hours this week, because it was short.
Well,
and then you're going to give me a day.
Yeah, see, that's
that
the thing.
That you can choose when I use it?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think this is good for workers.
Anyone.
I don't
period.
Believe it's good for the employers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I really don't think that this is good for the workers. Bill O'Reilly, the famous and powerful Fox News commentator, has been fired by his network. Multiple women have came out and said that Bill sexually and verbally harassed them while they were employees of the Fox network. Apparently, Fox knew of these allegations and yet kept Bill on the air. They say that over $13 million has been paid by Fox and Bill personally to cover up the scandal and to keep some of the women's mouths closed. What started happening, of course, as you know, is that more women were coming forward and corporations started pulling their sponsorship money from Fox.
Yeah.
Now, you know, when you hit somebody in that pocket,
they gonna feel it.
When you hit them in that coin belt, they are going to do something about it. Now, as long as it didn't come out, because this ain't the first time he's been harassing people. But see, they've been able to pay people off to keep their mouth closed.
Really?
Yes.
He come harass me.
$13 million. $13 million has been paid out to women on Bill O'Reilly's hat.
Where does he hang out? Bill?
I don't know.
Is this on?
Now, you remember that you might not remember, but Bill O'Reilly was the one that said that Maxine Waters, the Democrat from California, said her wig looked like James Brown. Remember when I told you all that? God don't like ugly. An executive at Fox News allegedly told Vanity Fair that it's much worse than what everyone has already heard. He said it is more to come. And said the source who suggested that there are even more women with more horrible stories that haven't even come out publicly yet. Now, you know, he was a big critic of Bill Cosby now.
Mm-hmm.
He was a huge critic of Bill Cosby. And now your roosters have come home to roost. And now your skeletons have. This is why I tell people, stop pointing fingers at other
because
people.
Because you know what mama told me? You point one finger, you got three pointing back at
exactly.
you.
Exactly. When you start to expose somebody else's mess, yours is going
that's
to be
that's right,
exposed.
Because while you're tending to someone else's garden, your weeds is growing.
That's right. That is right. And I'm like, really? All of this stuff that he out here saying,
so
all this crazy
stuff. So I picture
Bill
doing just this right here. Cosby just.
Right.
Who's in the now at the pudding pop?
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Just something crazy.
Exactly. That's what I tell people. Now, I'm not sticking up for Bill Cosby. I don't believe all of these things that these women are saying. It's just, you know, funny. You know. And you know how I feel about it. I think nobody should be harassed. Nobody should be, sexually or verbally harassed. I just think that your allegations carry more weight when you don't wait for 20 years to say it. You know what I mean? I just think that if somebody.
But you know what? They could have been conflicted for 20 years. Sometimes people don't know what happened to them until somebody else tells them.
For 20 years, they didn't know they were being harassed.
it's like having a dream that you just can't remember each night. And then one day you just remember it.
I don't know. I just think that sometimes if women would come forward more, or not just women, because not just women get harassed, people come forward, it might would stop somebody else from being harassed. You know, if somebody came out and said, you know, if it's true what happened to Bill Cosby, if somebody would have said, look, he did this to me, it might have stopped other women from experiencing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know it's easier said than done, you know, to come out, especially when they're scared, you know, when they need a job, you know. And
yeah, I feel like that can be the biggest thing.
Because, oh, that is the biggest thing.
Because sometimes you feel like, hey, you know, it's okay. I'm going to be, you know, on the Cosby Show. Then you find out that all you know, you don't get what you want.
See, that's what it was, I think, with Bill Cosby. I think that he promised the women I can make you a star, and he didn't. And I think that they...
I mean, he probably shined some lights on him, but...
Well, he probably gave him a pudding pop. He probably gave him some Jello or something like that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But that's what I really did. I think that they were okay with it. And just like Camille said, Camille came out and said those women knew what was going on. There are a lot of people who take drugs before they have sex.
Yeah.
A lot of people who take drugs. And Camille Cosby said that those women knew. Some of them, Camille was in the house.
Yeah.
She knew what was going on. Mm-hmm. And that's how she said that they did too.
Yeah. They're like, hey, Camille. Hi. I'm just going to, we're going to study some lines. Sure.
People talking about leaving him. She ain't going to leave that money. Bill Cosby worth $400 million.
Yes, she going to leave the room, yeah.
Right. Let me leave this room and let you do what you do.
All
right,
Bill. 10 minutes. I've told you. 10 minutes.
Peace. Look, peace. I'll be back.
Be knocking on the door. Bill, it's now 15. Come on, let's go.
Time for the next one. And where my money?
Right.
So why don't you slide that black card under the door so I can go shopping? Because, mm-hmm. For her to know about it, though.
No, they could have left Bill's room and went to Camille's.
Oh, no, you didn't. Yes, no, did. No, you didn't. Yes, don't did. Now, don't start that about Camille Cosby.
Yes, I did.
Don't start that about Camille. You can't say that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You can't say that.
Mm-hmm.
You trying to say Camille Cosby was having sex with those people. How dare
they
you?
They could have been swinging on the swing sets together.
How dare you say that about Camille Cosby?
If y'all could see my face.
But you don't know.
That's right.
You don't know. That certainly was. We know she knew about some of them.
Mm-hmm.
She even said that she knew about some of them.
Yeah.
And that's why she said that those women knew what the deal was when they came there. They came there looking for, for him to make them a star. Mm-hmm. He didn't do it. And so now they're scorned now.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it could be hard to lay with someone and be promised a role and then go right back to Denny's the next morning.
Exactly.
I'd be a little hurt too.
Yeah, I guess if
I yeah,
if you go there for one thing and you promise one thing and then it didn't happen, of course.
Right. You went to McDonald's, want some fries, didn't you? They had fries.
Yep, that's true. So you that's
upset.
True. I was very upset.
Did you go to Bojangles?
I did not go to Bojangles.
That's right.
I
see,
just
sometimes
didn't.
You just want
just
McDonald's.
Just Bojangles fries is
shut your mouth.
Not the tea.
Shut your mouth.
Now you know what I love from Bojangles is that dirty rice.
Yeah. Woo! When it's made right, I done had some dirty rice and made me too want to go.
I had dirty rice last week. It was soupy. I couldn't. It was just
ooh,
disgusting.
That means they ain't let it sit.
We'll be back in just a moment. Stay right with us.
See you driving around town with the girl I love, and I'm like, forget you. Ooh. I just the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, forget you and forget her too. Said if I was with her, I'd still be with her. Oh, ain't that some shit? And although that's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best. For the forget you. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I can't afford a Ferrari. But that don't mean I can't get you there.
Tell to me. If you got some problems, you better tell Tanae. She will help you do what you can't say.
Oh, my God. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. We had to open this segment with Tell Tanae.
That's right.
She is really serious about this, y'all.
I am, because you know what? I'm coming. I'm coming for Ask Amy.
You're coming for Ask Amy.
Amy. Look at my... Amy, I'm coming.
And speaking of Ask Amy, we have another interesting story from her. It's called, He Likes to Wear Women's Underwear. Dear Amy, I've been divorced for several years. A lady friend and I are seeing more of each other, but in old-fashioned terms, taking it slow. For about 20 years, I've worn ladies' underwear. Mostly panties and camisoles, but sometimes bras and nighties. I'm not a cross-dresser in that I don't wear any women's any outer women's wear. I don't wear makeup or otherwise had an interest in passing as a female. I just find lingerie to be more comfortable, a secret thrill, and quite honestly, fun. My ex-wife knew of and, while not thrilled, didn't have a problem with it. I want to be honest with my friend, but don't want to scare her away.
Too late.
Nor do I wish to hide this part of me or wear boring, uncomfortable men's undies. What are your thoughts on when and how I should tell her? Signed, not quite crossing.
You should tell her, you know, this is my opinion. I think the best time to tell her is when you've already signed the marriage certificate.
Well, see, now, Amy said don't wait. Amy said don't wait because it's going to be a problem. First of all, to each its own. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why he thinks men underwear are uncomfortable, because certainly they are not. It must be what you're wearing that's uncomfortable. Now, I will tell you this. I don't like briefs. I have to get boxer briefs. I like them the long, but I like them contoured around my thighs. Like, those are comfortable to me. I don't really like boxers either, because I just feel, you know, free. You know, I just feel like it's not contained with the boxers.
I just want to know what he thinks is fun. Like, what's his name?
Oh, they didn't give his name.
I know, but what's his?
Oh, hold on.
What's
sorry.
His? Atlas. Was it Atlas?
Oh. Oh, not quite crossing.
Not quite crossing. What do you consider to be fun? Is it the polka dots? Is it the silk that you can get? I mean, what's fun about it? What's
right? Like, what do you mean by fun?
Like, is it like, you know, fun like, you know, I farted in the elevator and people are coming in fun? Or is it like I'm walking around in full matching bra and panties?
That's what he said. He wears bras and panties.
So what?
And camisoles.
So what?
First of all, you say that you're not a cross dresser, but clearly something you like to wear women's underwear.
You're
so something
on that line.
Right. You might as well to put on a skirt if you're going to put on a slip. You might as well to put on a skirt. I don't get this. If I was a woman and a man came to me that I was dating and said that he likes to wear women's clothes, I would head for the door.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
Right. But then again, you do have some. They're like, okay, well, you know, sweetie, buy me some too.
Well, apparently he said his ex-wife knew. And he said she wasn't thrilled about it, right?
Yeah, because at every now and then he might confuse his with hers. And
oh, just, I'm pretty sure he was wearing hers.
You know, and as for sure, Dan, Dan, you left streaks in this one.
Oh,
you know, I mean, I can just imagine.
Oh my God, Dan, I wanted to wear the lavender panties today. You've got them on today,
right? Coming out the bathroom, Dan. Have you seen my leopard? I'm sorry.
Where is my bra? Are you wearing my bra again today? See,
I purposely put this out on the bed.
I can't. I don't see it.
That's the point. You're supposed to see it.
I do think he needs to tell this woman sooner than later, though.
But is it like, hi, I like to wear women's underwear. How was your day today? You know, is it one of those? Like, how do you tell someone?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess the same way he told his ex-wife, but apparently the way he told her didn't work out too well because they...
Yeah, they're divorced.
Divorced.
I don't know, like, how do you...
Hey, you know what? He needs to go on a website. I'm pretty sure it's a website for people who like stuff like that.
How do you tell somebody, a man, that I like to wear panties? First of all, panties, I mean, where do you put your stuff? Where do you put your junk in panties? Because I've seen some panties and they're real little and, you know, short and stuff. Like, where do you put your junk?
Maybe he's wearing the granny panties.
Ah, okay.
You know what? That could be it, because it's something where he can feel, you know, tight in the back and loose in the front. He may be wearing them backwards.
Let's see if he says granny panties. He says...
I believe it was
Kelsey. Oh, he just said mostly panties and camisoles. but sometimes bras and nighties.
See, look, sometimes
bras. Can you imagine going to bed and you and your husband have on a nightie? And look, people, to each his own. You know, to each his own. If you fellas, if you can find a woman that's going to allow you to wear panties and bra, I mean, how both of y'all going to be laying up in the bed in a pure teddy, in a pure nightie, a pure silk nightie? I don't know.
I don't get it. But I mean, I guess he must have good taste.
I don't know.
He could be wearing some old backward stuff. You know, who knows?
I don't know.
I'm intrigued by that a little bit. I want to know more.
Yeah. Well, I'll keep reading Ask Amy. Maybe they'll.
What did I say?
Maybe they'll talk more. Nobody's going to be talking about Tail Tanae.
You all listen. Listen, I support all of everyone who wants to do new things. I mean, if I want to do a Tail Tanae, I think that you all should support me. I mean,
then you know what? Start a blog. Start a blog. That's how you get started. And then let people publish the blog. And then, you know, get it, you know, people to reading it. Mm-hmm. And I bet you that's how Amy started hers. I bet you she started with a blog. Because so that's what you would have to do.
Some of these questions that people are asking Amy, she just needs to answer. She needs to tell them. See,
So you're going to tell it like it is.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
Now, Tell Tanae is not going to be a hate bashing thing, but if you tell me, Tanae, I like to go around farting in elevators and closing the door, Tanae's going to tell you to stop. Because Tanae don't want to be caught up in that.
But why should he or she stop? If that's something that they like to do, why should they stop doing it?
You know, Tanae's going to tell you to stop farting in elevators. First off, second of all, if you got that much gas, go see your doctor.
Yeah, something's wrong.
Right.
Two Baltimore area women have been arrested for setting a Trump sign on fire. They have been charged, get this now, with a hate crime. They were also charged with second degree arson, which I can see that.
Yeah.
By committing arson, this is what the people said to justify it. By committing arson, in doing so with discrimination or malice toward a particular group or someone's belief, was the reasoning for charging the women with a hate crime offense as well. Really? That is stretching. Mm-hmm. That is stretching to, I mean.
To try to set an example.
Come on. A hate crime for setting a Trump sign on fire. First of all, what's the group? What's the group that they've offended? It's a Trump sign.
Right. People can burn the American flag without not a sign.
Hello. How is it okay for people, which I don't condone burning the American flag, apparently the Supreme Court, right, the Supreme Court, you know, upholds the right for people to burn flags, and you
can't burn a Trump sign, a sign with an orange man on it.
Well, it didn't have a face on it, just said Trump Pence.
Prove that they can read.
It's ridiculous.
There we go. What they couldn't read the sign.
It is absolutely, positively ridiculous, and somebody needs to be held accountable for it.
Yeah, because Bible, it's not cool.
Oh, God.
You know, I haven't messed with them in a long time. I haven't said anything about them in a while.
That's true. You have not.
I know.
You have not. Several black Fox Network employees are suing the network for racial discrimination. Two female employees from the payroll department are suing, saying that the comptroller subjected them to top-down racial harassment. According to the women, the comptroller was making numerous racially charged comments, saying that black men were women beaters and that black people wanted to physically harm white people. Now, this is what she's going around saying in the office.
And who?
The comptroller, who is the head financial person.
Okay.
Others are saying that the comptroller also forced African-American employees to hold arm wrestling matches against white female employees for her amusement in the office.
You know, it stuff like this really bothers me because I feel like at that it's like why? What was the prize?
To say whites against blacks.
I know, but my thing is, if it's such a big competition, what is the prize?
I don't know.
I mean, was she signing checks and stuff?
I mean, how is this stuff allowed? And first of all, who are these passive people? And apparently, like, this was happening for a while over at Fox.
But you know what? Maybe they just didn't realize it, you know?
Trust me, they knew who they had because if you'd have came to me and said something like that, I'd have been straight to HR. And if I didn't get my answer from HR, I'd have called a lawyer. You don't do that.
But what if you couldn't afford to do all those things?
You can get a, what do you call it?
Public.
Yeah. Can't you get something like that?
I don't know. Go get arrested real quick.
I will never get arrested.
I will tune them in next week.
I don't think so. Any hootie. That is all the time that we have for tonight. We'll see you next week. Bye for now. Go on, Tanae.
See you later.
Tell Tanae. You're not going to say tell Tanae.
Tell Tanae. I will, guys. I will let you all know when that blog is up and running.
Oh, God.
And I want you to come and tell me personally. Don't tell me nothing bad. You know, tell me nothing crazy. Lord, but, yeah, tell me.
Bye, y'all.
See you driving around town with the girl I love, and I'll like forget you. I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, forget you and forget her too. Said if I was richer.